Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was it just a dream or was it a message from her unborn twins?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. If you want access to our bonus episodes and all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel. Try it for 3 days free. Even get everything with no ads, and also get access to the full archive and bonus episodes and all that other good stuff. Do check that out, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What is going on?
I don't remember ever having a story where there was an unborn twin in the storyline. This could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be. This is going to be an interesting one. That's weird to think of. I think I've had a story like that or at some point in the last 10 years, but not twins, I don't believe. Let's jump right into that. Phone number again, 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hi, Tony and friends. This is Desiree. I'm calling from Connecticut. Maybe this is not a ghost story. I don't know, but I'll leave it to you guys to determine what you guys think. And if it airs, then cool. My story is about pregnancy miscarriage I had that I, you know, lost to miscarriage. And I was just calling because tomorrow's the anniversary of the 1 year mark that, you know, I lost my baby. And so I was just calling because I was thinking about a dream that I had once when I lost them. I was pregnant with twins and never got to know whether they were like boy or girl. I ended up having a dream one night. And in my dream, my husband and I and my mom, we were walking through this street and we were just happening to look at houses that were for sale. So, and on that street, there was a field, like a little baseball field. And the baseball field caught my attention. So my mom and my husband wanted to go and check out houses. And, you know, my attention was focused on this baseball field. So I told my husband and mom, you know, go ahead and, you know, I'll be sitting at the baseball field watching the baseball game. And so I walk over. And I sit on the bleachers. I've been sitting on the bleachers just watching the game. Like, well, they're the kids, they were like teenagers. They were actually warming up. And I see a boy and a girl. They were like 16, 17-ish. And they were walking my way. And the boy, he goes and joins the game. And And Earl comes and sits on the bleachers, sort of next to me, maybe like the rows down from me. I'm just watching the game, enjoying, you know, watching the kids. And then the game was over. A boy happened to like run over towards the girl, and he had like this huge smile on his face. And the girl ended up looking back at me, and, you know, she just asked me, how are they doing? How are they feeling? And just looked at her, and I said, I'm okay. I'm doing okay. How are you? She's like, I'm good. And she's like, well, you know, we gotta go now, but maybe you should come with us. And I'm like, oh, no. You know, like, I just kind of found it weird. I'm like, oh, no. I'm just here waiting for my mom and my husband to come, and then I'll be, you know, going. They're like, well, we're going to go visit some family. But, you know, it'd be nice for you to come so we can introduce you to everyone. And the girl told me, she said, this is my brother. And I was just like, oh, okay. And, you know, when I took a good look at the boy, he reminded me of exactly what my husband looked like as a teenager. And the girl, she had like this beautiful curly hair. So I was just taken aback on how the boy looked, like they just kept staring at them. And then they came and they hugged me, and they both hugged me very tight. And, you know, in my dream, I'm just like, what the heck, you know, because to me they're strangers, you know. And they gave me a hug, and sorry, that's my dog again, but they gave me a hug, and then they told me they loved me and they missed me and that they're okay. And in my dream, I was like, what the heck? And, you know, they told me, we'll see you soon, but always remember we love you. And I ended up waking up, and when I woke up, it was about 2 a.m. my time, you know, and all I could do was burst into tears because, like, I just thought, were these my children, you know? But it was just weird. And about 3 days later, I ended up getting some results back from the doctor letting me know that my children, in fact, were boy-girl twins. And that freaked me out even more because I thought of my dream. And I'm like, but how weird is that? Like, is that even a thing where, you know, they were, like, 19 weeks in this gestational age when I lost them, and for them to come to me in a dream as teenagers, I just found that, you know, pretty weird. But I guess, you know, I just take it for what it is. All I know is anytime I do think of the dream, it makes me feel just happy inside, you know, like, makes my heart really warm. I don't know. I guess just makes me feel like a peace. Like, you know, because I wanted so badly to know what they were. And then for them, for my dream to be like that, and then me get answers actually from my doctor that they were boy, girl. I don't know. It just makes me wonder. And again, I'm sorry for the kind of long, dragged out story. And my snoring dog in the background. But, you know, if you use this on your show, you know, great. I would like to know what people think of this, if dreams like this, like, exist to other people, and I don't know what to take of it. But thank you for listening, and thank you guys for sharing all the stories and doing this podcast. It's great, and have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting. Quite often in our stories, we tell the story of people who have deceased loved ones come to them in dreams, or they think they visited them, you know, in their home or whatever. Mm-hmm. I do believe stuff like that does happen. In fact, I think the last time we recorded, we said something about the fact that, like, I was getting visited by my mom before she passed away fully, right? She was declining, and I was having experiences where I thought my mom was actually coming to me. So mm-hmm. I would say, if that's possible, if our loved ones who have passed on, who lived on this earth, can come to us in dreams or in other ways, I would think it would be altogether possible that the spirits of these young people may have come through to their mother as well.
Yeah, I think that can truly happen. I've heard a couple over the years that have been like this. And I mean, one can look at it going, you know, everybody, you know, works on healing differently and coping, right, and all that. And maybe it's that. Maybe it's just our mind trying to give us some peace in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know. Some of these have been very interesting, especially like this, where she didn't even know what the genders were until after the fact. And I don't know. It's the thing that struck me about it immediately when I saw the title, because Carol puts all these together for us, was we just had a good friend of mine. They had a kid that had to have a miscarriage because of twins that were, it was not going to be a viable pregnancy. And it was pretty heartbreaking to hear all of that and everything that they went through. Just a very interesting way of looking at it. If you're open to that type of communication, I think it can be there.
Yeah. And like you said, even if it's nothing more than just a way for her to heal mm-hmm. over what happened, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like sometimes it's one of those, like, oh, things pop up in the world at certain times. And
right.
When I saw that, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, well, yeah. And that, I'm not going to go into any personal details, but it was just heartbreaking for what they had to go through. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, check it out. Apple Podcast, our premium channel there. Try it out for 3 days free, or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. Until next time, for Todd and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment, or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.